Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Risa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Zip code 24083, but I was just talking to you and I think you hung up on me.
We were done with the call, sir. I
I'm
didn't
sorry?
Hear you. The call? You
call,
say that.
I
you
was
say
just
you
talking,
just talked
I
to
was
me?
Just, yes, about
Oh, no,
10
not
seconds
to, you
ago.
weren't talking to me just a couple seconds ago.
Well, that sounded exactly like you. But anyway, go ahead.
You were talking to Juanisha.
Okay.
Can I
anyway,
have your zip code, please?
Zip code is 24083.
24083. Okay, what's your first and last name?
Gary Woody. What's your name?
My name is Brisa.
Can you spell it?
Brisa.
Okay, Brisa. Yeah, it's showing up on my bank statement like $95. I did not order this stuff, so I need to cancel it.
Okay, let's try to pull up an order for you.
Okay.
Was the other agent not able to pull up an order for you, sir?
I just, the phone went dead as if she hung up on me. I don't know what happened.
Okay, what's your shipping address for security purposes?
It's 180 Woody Way, Daleville, Virginia.
Okay, thank you. So I located the account for the Nitro and the Tesla metal enhancements. An order was created on February 26th for $6.70 and $7.45.
Yeah, why did it go to $95, man?
Because when you placed the order, you paid shipping and handling, $6.70 and $7.45 on
okay,
February 26th.
Add
But
all that together, it doesn't come to $95 on each, on two different times.
Well, that the first time you paid shipping and handling, you didn't pay for the product. That's a full 30-day supply. That's the actual product. And you're in a 14-day trial period to call
that's
in and
the
cancel?
Biggest, that's the biggest scam. Yeah, I need to cancel it, yes.
Yes, you're in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on February 26th, and that expired on March 13th. On March 14th, we billed you the retail price of the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us
so
a call back.
It went from $6 to $95. Do you think that's fair? How can you justify
well, sir,
that?
The product stays free with no costs, only shipping and handling. If the customer calls in their trial, if the customer does not call in their trial, they get billed the retail price of the item. It is a monthly membership where you receive that product every month, but we can apply 35% discount off future shipments.
No, I want to cancel that.
Well, so the product, it is for pleasure show to improve sex drive and performance. Even if I can apply a 50% discount for you to continue with the product and seeing the results?
No, ma'am. I do not want to try because right now you've proven to me it's nothing but a scam. So I want to cancel that order. I want to cancel whatever you're saying. A membership? I never sign up for no membership. No,
I
ma'am.
Apologize if the terms and agreements are overlooked when you're placing the order, sir. But I see that you're even eligible for a 75% discount on all future shipments.
Ma'am, I do not want no discount. I don't want you doing me any favors. I want to cancel.
Do you have
don't
something to write your
anymore.
Cancellation numbers down, or do you prefer us
yeah.
send it to your email?
Send it both ways. Give me the number and send it email.
Okay, the confirmation number is C as in Charlie. 97440. And then the other one is C97412.
Okay, now you're going to email them to me also.
You receive an email confirmation number that your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
I want to make sure I got all this information. Your name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A. And today is the 15th, right?
Yes, sir.
And the time is 6:17 And you're
agreeing
time.
That,
right. Eastern Standard Time. And you're
our time is different.
That's fine, honey. You're agreeing to cancel membership orders and everything else.
Your account is canceled to prevent all future charges and future shipments that will go through. It shows when you called in, that you called in today, you talked to the other representative and you talked to me as well. Your account is notated and say that you called in today on March 15 at 5:22 and canceled the account.
All right, I'm sending this stuff back because it was under fraud that you sent it to me. There was nothing in the ad stating the $6, the free trial would end up costing $180-some. That's fraud, and I may even consider talking to a consultant about that. I'm going to send this back to you, and I'm rejecting the payment that's already been taken out of my account.
Have you already disputed the charge with your bank, sir?
Have I what now?
Have you disputed the charge with your bank?
No, but the bank ain't open yet, but as soon as it opens.
Okay. So we have a no return policy. So there is no point of you returning the item if it's going to get sent back to you when our warehouse returns it. If you return it, it will get sent back to you because everything is stated to you where you place the order. You refusing the charge? You refusing the charge? Okay. Let me explain something. When you refuse a charge, the charge has already been approved. Your bank will have to file the dispute. In the dispute, they do an investigation, and they have to get in contact. Okay, let me explain, please. Your bank will have to contact corporate. Corporate on their side has to turn over your IP address, how you place the order, how it showed in the screen, tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account.
How can you actually sleep at night doing fraud like
everything
this?
Everything is—it's not fraud, sir. And I apologize that you feel that.
Man, your ad says free trial.
When
now,
you place the order,
you charging me $100. Don't talk over me, ma'am. I'm the customer here. How about a little respect? When you charge somebody $180 and your ad says free, how can that be justified?
It's free if the customer calls in their trial, sir. When you place the order, you're agreeing that you're 18 years and older and have read the full terms and policies.
This
if you
is
don't accept...
a bunch of hogwash, ma'am. I know you've got all your answers rehearsed, but deep in your heart, you know you're taking advantage of people. You know it's a scam. Y'all are nothing but keeping people out of their hard-earned money.
Everything is
day.
Stated in the terms and policies, sir. Where you place the order?
Good day, ma'am. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not continuing this conversation anymore.
Well, sir, I really hate for you to risk this in the dispute when your bank sees that the terms and policies are provided to you. What I could do as a customer courtesy?
They would not.
What I could do as a customer courtesy? I can apply 35% credit.
Ma'am, you're talking over me again. I said I don't want you to do anything else for me because you've proven to me y'all are nothing but a scam. And I will go out of my way to tell everybody I know how crooked y'all are. So thank you and goodbye.